Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 3rd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this message on a beautiful Thursday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, where we live. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement, and today we hope we share a perspective that will encourage you. Our message today is titled, The First Excuse, and the text from Scripture is Genesis 3, verse 12.
The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.
On our trip to northern Pennsylvania this last weekend, we saw Chrissy, along with her husband and three sons. During our first 15 years of marriage, we were foster parents to many children from our own county and several from overseas.
Chrissy lived with us during her young years from ages 5 to 7. We recall a humorous way she confused words or expressions when she first learned their meaning. When she did something by accident rather than reply, "I did it accidentally," she would take on a defensive tone and quickly blurt out, "I did it on purpose." Well, eventually she learned the correct expression, since she knew responding with the right terminology could determine the outcome of being disciplined or being excused from the matter at hand. We all look for ways or expressions that will quickly excuse us from negative consequences. Years ago, Esther was pretending to be our waitress as she wrote down our food order. As she brought out our meal, she dropped a main food item on the floor, and before we could even say a word, she immediately cried out, "It's not my fault!"
Well, Brooksine and I looked at each other and burst out laughing as we asked each other, "Then whose fault is it?" Making excuses or blaming others for our own willful mistakes has a long history, doesn't it?
Adam offered the very first excuse shortly after his first transgression. God's straightforward question to Adam following his transgression was, "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Adam replied, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Well, we're intrigued by the first phrase in Adam's reply, "The woman you put here with me." Now, certainly he's blaming his wife, Eve, whom he rather bluntly calls the woman. And of course, she was the first to partake of the forbidden fruit, but he was with her, and without hesitation, he also took of the fruit and ate it.
In an attempt to shift the blame, Adam words his defense carefully. It would seem that he is shifting the blame not only toward Eve, but also toward God. He uses careful wording when he refers to his wife as, quote, "the woman you put me here with." The woman you put here with me. Indeed, God's first special gift to Adam at creation was his companion or helpmeet. Now Adam manages to blame both her and God for his willing act of disobedience. In doing so, he makes the very first excuse in human history.
The world we live in today mirrors Adam's attitude of making excuses for just about everything under the sun, whether it's outright rebellion or an inappropriate response to the injustices one might suffer from.
Taking responsibility is at the very heart of our relationship with God. A fundamental component of restoration is not denial of the sin, but taking responsibility for it and confessing it to God. David, when finally coming to repentance concerning his sin with Bathsheba, cried out, "I have sinned against the Lord." That's essentially how we get restored when we make our initial sinner's prayer. As we grow in our walk with the Lord, confession is a wonderful antidote to excuse making. Let us be quicker to confess than we are to excuse.
1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
Today, let us live our lives responsibly and stop making excuses. That only prolongs or exasperates the growing problem. Whether we fail or fall, God has graciously made a provision for our restoration, and it begins with confession, not excuse. That's good news.
Let's all pray together. Father, as we confess our sins, we thank you that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to be honest enough to admit our sin, welcome your cleansing, and invite the Holy Spirit to help us courageously deal with personal consequences from our sinful defiance. You are a gracious Father who does not cast us down in our failures, but you uphold us with your gracious and loving hand. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a joy to share these messages and seek to encourage believers all over the world. We were blessed just yesterday to hear from a reader in Uganda, Africa. I think that's the first time we've heard from that country. And we realize folks from all over the world read our messages and perhaps listen to our podcast as well. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, July 3rd, 2008. We do have a couple of photos up on the site today, as well as some suggested music that we believe will bless you in regard to today's message. Have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful.